sing a life without. I can't believe that it's real. No, 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 no,
CKUT, Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sankar.
And along with the rest of the crew, DJ Nicholas. Special guest DJ. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
If not for you, I'm naked again. I feel it now.
Think the only people was leaving, but I just couldn't say goodbye. It was only self-deceiving to walk away from someone who means everything in life to you.
Let me say a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal, and the world at large. You'll be hearing a lot of that from me this afternoon, because somehow or another, I went and got myself a cold. Yeah, and don't worry, I know what's going through your mind. I had my thing checked out the same 2 afternoons. And it's just cold, but it's a common cold, they call it. It's all over the place now. Let me say a pleasant good afternoon to you. You're listening to one of the most fantastic human beings to have ever played a saxophone. His name is Webert C. Scott. And he was born in the beautiful country of Haiti in 1930. He took his first musical lesson from Augustin Bruno. That is way back in the 50s. And never looked back. Beautiful horn player. And I enjoy him. And I'll tell you this much. I heard him. I heard of this group before I left Jamaica in 1969. And I've always wondered how come nobody has ever brought him to Montreal. And then I remember he was here with a band, with Tabu Combo and some other band. But he was getting older then and didn't recognize the guy at all. But the music, the horns, beautiful. He had this guy who harmonized with him. I opened the show with some requests. And I do this all the time, and you can ask me if you want to hear something special. We don't have to call any names, as one lady said to me. She would like for me to do these things. Open the show with a young man that said they both came to this beautiful country of Canada, and he's been a good man to her, and she wants it like that forever. Says no names are necessary. Are they? Is it stretched? I said no. Want to thank my neighbor, whose name slips me at the moment, and my troublesome friend Colin, for hanging out and doing some serious work with me, helping me with my backyard. Because I'm tired. The older you get, you wonder how come you get tired so easily. But, you know, I have all the strength in Mr. Colin. He has a bundle of energy, but I don't know where he gets that from. And he ain't no kid, you know. That's what bothers me. Damn. But I love him just the same. Sir Colin. Normally, I wouldn't have done the program today if my crew was around here with me. But everybody is on the road. Well, it's summertime, you know. And I am not going to hold anything that how much do they get paid for doing this thing? But they are all over the place. But one is getting paid, though. That's Miss Faith Sankar. You haven't heard her on the radio in a few months. But she is in a new job nearly a year now. She's a big boss. I'm serious. She's a boss of 3 branches, come on, that she looks after every Saturday. So she's not here on Saturdays. And I miss her, but such is life. And Drew is all the way in Toronto. He wanted to link up with me, but it couldn't work out. And, of course, he's there to have dinner with his daughter. Oh, that's a good papa. So many things happening in the city. I don't know where to start. I want to talk to Sharon Nelson at on the half an hour. to find out what's happening at the Jamaica Association. And then I'm going to let loose Mr. Nicholas. If you're looking for him, tonight, he is or will be, as he made me know, understand, will be at the Jamaica Association, Saturday, June the 11th. No. I always make this mistake with this Forever Young party. He will be at the MCSO, 7401 Newman Boulevard. I wish they'd print these things bigger. I'm old. I need to have big prints, okay? Along with some of the finest DJs in the city of Montreal, Little Thunder, and DJ Tuff. Tuff, you have given up on me a what? I miss you. Nighthawk. Little Thunder Sound, as I said before, and of course DJ Nicholas. They will be there tonight. The party's going to be mad, off the hook, as they say. So check it out if you want to see Nicholas or you want to hear what the other guys are doing. Tonight is the night at the MCSO. You know, every year I make that mistake. I don't know why I do that, but it's part of life. Webert C. Scott, born Port-au-Prince, 1930. Died February 1985. Yeah, he was a fairly young man. He was 54 years of age. So, Montreal, how are you doing? Let me say hello to WFFR Sunshine Radio all the way in beautiful Washington, who has linked on, locked on to us. Hey. I see a flyer here. There's July the 16th, the show, Dances of and Fashion Show. Show starts at 8 p.m., address on ticket. Oh, if you don't buy a ticket, you can't know where the address is. Open bar all night, unlimited bottles. Saturday, July the 16th, 2022. Music by DJ or Mike Mission. Dancers, lingerie, fashion show, and more. Early bird tickets are $150, $250 regular. Tickets, it's a ticket-only event. Tickets will be sold at location-listed sponsored. West Side number is 514-487-7727. I won't be giving you all the numbers, all right? So check it out. For information, contact 438-686-2580. A bit tough to read, but I got it through, all right? So everything is good. Nicholas is in town. At least I think so, because he's playing tonight. I don't know. He's playing this afternoon, and then he's playing tonight. So we're going to pay some bills, and then we're going to look for Miss Nelson. All right? Stay tuned. Your station, community-wise. Of course, that's CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
It's your for the first time in Montreal.
Like event.
Proudly present.
Montreal Beach Fest.
Place to be.
At Clock Tower Beach.
All Port Montreal.
New music by.
Liquor Thunder.
Liquor Fisher.
DJ Taurus.
Crystal Sound.
Nemesis Sound.
DJ Fire Jones.
Special guest DJ Lava Sound from Bronx, New York.
On the menu.
We got jerk chicken.
Jerk pork.
Muscovitch fish.
Fried chicken.
Curry kung.
Soup.
Food and refreshment on sale.
Starting from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Regular tickets now on sale.
At Eventbrite.ca.
Or Jennacott's, Glambox, Mongo Bay, and Frontline Restaurant. Or contact them at
438-229-4257.
And do remember, keep it out the gate.
Take the date and don't be late.
There's a capacity limit, so get your ticket now.
By quantity last.
For more information, DM us on Instagram.
At Ray Authentic Cuisine.
And that's why mixing up.
Davies presents A Barbecue in the Park on Jean-Baptiste Day, Friday, June 24th from noon till 8 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, corner of Côte Saint-Catherine and Westbury. On the menu, pork and chicken, barbecue and jerk, curry goat, saltfish, breadfruit and saltfish, also sides and homemade juices, and sweet treats. All plates $18 or less. So come out and enjoy the outside with Baby and the crew. Friday, June 24th at Mackenzie King Park.
I think I have my guest on. Let me get down. How are you, Miss Nelson?
I'm doing well, and how are you?
I could say I'm doing well, but I have a bit of a cold.
Ooh.
I haven't had one in 2.5 years. I don't know what
right.
happened. But so be it.
Yes. I wish you all the best in your recovery and getting over this cold. It's in 2 years, and here right in the summer you're having this cold, but you know it comes around, and maybe in the next, this is the cold for now, and then in the next 2 years you won't have a cold. You know,
yep.
So it's like your seasonal every 2 year cold or something like this.
Yep.
Yes.
So what's happening at the Jamaica Association? We're gonna make this thing a habit.
Okay.
I'll try to get you guys on from the various associations to plug what you're doing. Because this is your voice of the community, CKUT, along with the community contact. So we have to clap each other's hands, right?
Absolutely. And I appreciate that you're always, inviting us and reaching out. And we certainly will take advantage of the opportunity to be on the show and talk about what's happening and give snippets of what's happening at the association. I mean... this weekend we don't necessarily have a particular party other than our Friday night and our Saturday night, Saturday Night Lime or Versatile Saturday. But, we want to divide it up into this weekend and next weekend and the weekend after that. So, a few parties on the agenda, but the weather like we have outside, it's just absolutely beautiful. So you want to celebrate that. So in terms of next weekend, we're having a celebration. So Conroy is having a party. I think it's the big deal party. It's part five. And that's on Saturday. And the day after is a really big day for fathers. And that's where we're going to have a Father's Day celebration. And that's $15 for a meal and entertainment. Our DJs will be here. But on Saturday night, there's no admission. So it's come in, have fun, celebrate with Conroy. And the day after, we're going to be celebrating fathers and all that they do for their families and their children.
Nice.
Yes. And then, as stated, the weekend after that is Saint Jean Baptiste. So we started an annual barbecue, which will happen downstairs at the Jamaica Association. So it was a great year last year, a fun year. A lot of people came out and passed by. I know there's a few barbecues happening,
right.
But we invite people to stop by nonetheless if they can and to be a part of this and to just come by to say hi, to see what's going on and for us to see them too. And we're also going to be having a membership drive that day at that barbecue. So it's going to be a fun time by all. The music downstairs and upstairs, and, you know, good times, good people.
Good times, good people. I like that. Mm-hmm. All right, so we can look forward to that. Anything else you want to add?
One thing, Roger Moore is a strong proponent of the Jamaica Association, and he's having a party the next day called Retromania, and that's with DJ Nicholas and James Bond, and that's $20 to come in, and that's Saturday, June 25th. So it's a weekend or a couple of weekends of parties here at the association.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yes.
You know, I mean, people want to go out and enjoy themselves because of being closed up all these 2 years. I'm telling you, I don't know what it is to go out anymore.
You know? Yes, exactly. It's like we're trying to change the paradigm of people coming out now and what it feels like.
Yeah.
I mean, we have all the other activities that we do at the association, and people can always go to our website or go to our Facebook page and check that out. But, yeah, we're really wanting to bring that vibe of what it is, as you said, what it feels like to go out, you know?
What is there anything lined up for seniors? Because, you know, I was looking at something, a show on PBS, I think it was, and some of these seniors, they have organized themselves where they have their little parties and all that, you know? So I often wonder, is there anything in Montreal for seniors?
There's a ton of things for seniors and at the Jamaica Association. There's a ton of things in Montreal for seniors and at the Jamaica Association. The Bamboo Lounge has started. It's a once-a-month event that we had. We just finished, not too long ago, our Senior Horizon project. So we're taking a break and we're starting back in September. But the Bamboo Lounge continues through the summer. The next one is July 2nd. It's a Saturday. And it's an event, you know, few hours where seniors get together and they're either watching a movie or their last time it was painting. I'm not sure what the schedule is for next in July, but it's going to be posted on our sites and we're going to definitely talk about it next time I'm on air with you.
Yeah. Nice. All right, Madeira, so that's it.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity, as always, and wish you a good recovery with your cold.
It's there. It's going there. It's getting there. You know, I wanted to call somebody to fill in this evening for me, but one is gone to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
One is getting ready for their big dance tonight.
Right.
And the other one is working because she has gotten a promotion. She's now manager, and she has 3 bags that she looks after on a Saturday. I said, girl, you need to leave that job, yes?
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Dear, you're certainly welcome. Take care.
Okay,
all right?
Then. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Sharon from the Jamaica Association. That girl worked like a champion. Somebody was asking me if I could play another one of Wee Bird C. Scott. And I'll try for you, all right? The time now is 4:39. Coming up at 5 o'clock will be Nicholas. This is Wee Bird Scott.
For you, where would I?
No. If I'm getting them mixed up.
What time?
I think I got all my songs mixed up here. Let me find something else and play. Let me play a little bit of crazy music, yes, because I feel like I'm going crazy.
I supported you since in the days of Eric Williams. I was there for you when you launched your funding programs. If you condemn racism, criticize ethnic hate as a national modicum in our Twin Island state. But it appears to be party show, because at that time was the format. You condone in Tobago. you're pelting me. Shame on you. Shame on you. It's you I support for years. Look how you have me shedding tears. Shame on you. Shame on you. You quote every Facebook blog. You treat me like a dog. The paper you pelt me with make me feel like a lump of spit. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Yeah. you have lost a friend.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. I say shame, shame, shame on you.
Yes, shame on you by Crazy. You know, something is bothering me since yesterday real bad, and I need to talk about it, but I won't do it. I won't do it right now because number one, my voice isn't up to par. But y'all remember when Love Man died? Yeah, I remember it like yesterday. Now, somebody was telling me he had approximately between 10 and 15 people in his funeral. I said to myself when I didn't hear anything from him, from his family to announce his passing and all that, I sort of took it on myself to go look for the thing, and I just think they didn't want a crowd there, so I didn't say anything. But, you know, what I'll talk about next week is how the people of Montreal was treated by his daughter. I noticed I was watching it on the TV. And at the end of the sermon, I don't know if it was a sermon. I saw 16 up there and what's his name? The two of them standing looking at each other. And when they finished, the guy moved around a vase and a piece of thing. And it was awful for a guy that was so popular in this city. And we couldn't have given him a proper send-off. Let me not start now because I'm a bit hoarse. But it was awful. Awful, awful. I don't know why these children think they can come in and just take... I've seen it happen before. Right here in Montreal, I've seen it in New York. The kids come in and take over and just get rid of all the parents' friends. Anyway. It was brought to my attention yesterday, and I got my questions answered. I'm telling you. Let me listen to Merry Men. Calm and nice.
For those of you who are here from Barbados,
this is Sir Kenrick, who said he heard we talking about.
I know it's our independence.
Barbados quite a lot the other day, and he was there for vacation. Mr. Wendell Scott of Spar. Glad you enjoyed it, sir. This is for you.
Barbados, come back to my island and me.
I think we lost a little bit of electricity. What the hell is happening here? I paid my light bill. I'm sure of that. It's crazy. Ah, here it goes again. My Lord, it's one of those Saturdays. Bear with us, all right? Once again, where was I? I just give me a minute, folks. It's getting there. It's getting there. You know what? I'm going to play Tom Jones. My elusive dreams. I'm dreaming to have a proper electrical company, and they talk about third world. Here we go, it's back up. This is Thomas Jones. Had this pleasure of watching this man up close.
You followed me to Texas.
I had the pleasure of following him right there in Jamaica at the Carib Theater. Unbelievable.
You followed me to Texas. You followed me to Utah. We didn't find it there, so we moved on. Child in Memphis, then I heard of work in Nashville. Didn't find it there, so we moved on to a small farm in Nebraska, to a gold mine in Alaska. Didn't find it there, so we moved on. Now we've left Alaska because there was no gold mine. But this time, only two of us moves on. Now all we have is each other and a little memory to cling to. And still you won't let me go on alone. I know your child.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you. Taking us up to 5 o'clock. This is Mr. Albino, Martin Albino.
This is a letter not a telegram.
Jakarta.
Peanut
Bender. Friend, he just said, I'll read to you what he said. You're supposed to have a backup generator. Come on, use some of the loot from the money tree you have growing in the backyard. I did not have a money tree in my backyard. You see what happens when people come to your house. They check out your backyard. Now, as soon as I finish here, I'm going to go look for